The answer is we just get out of our own damn mind and just go for it.
Yeah, jump in.
Just go.
Jump in.
That's what life is meant to be. Just go. Look, hey, everybody, you only got one freaking life. What are you going to do?
Right.
Yeah. It'll be good to start fresh after 3 days of hanging with each other at a trade show. How much pro tans on your hand?
Boop, boop, boop.
I think James left some on our chair there. Look at the, like right here.
Yeah, yeah, from his big, huge, massive calf.
Yeah, I think so.
Rubbing
yeah.
off. Okay. Hey, everybody. Welcome to It's Just Bodybuilding. Day 3, live from the 2024 Arnold Classic booth. The Mutant Rebirth. Born different, born hardcore. Remember, IamMutant.com. Get your ISO Surge, get your all in, and everybody should get on the gear.
All
Dusty
gear.
20, Big Ron 20. Remember, like, share, subscribe, comment, and...
Ring the bell.
Ring the goddamn bell. Okay. Jim McMahon. I call him, he calls me Captain Ron, which is an old old Kurt Russell movie reference. So I call him Admiral Jim, because that's a Star Trek reference.
Oh, even better.
Oh, even better. Admiral Jim.
Although I live to be demoted every chance I get.
Yeah, yeah. Hey, we'll do that. You know, when I say Jim, I try to sound like Bones.
Jim, damn it, Jim.
That can't be done. Damn it, Jim. That's expensive. That's over budget, Jim.
I always love it when I call you up, Ron, and every time you say, damn it, Jim, that's yeah. a great idea. No, he doesn't.
So Jim McMahon, obviously founder of Mutant and CEO. Mutant CEO on Instagram, right?
Mutant CEO.
There we go.
They won't give me a discount code, though.
No, but you do need a blue check. I think you need
should
a blue check.
Should get one.
I got one.
You got a blue check? Yeah.
Okay. I paid $8,000 for the blue check.
Yeah, you got to do.
Didn't you?
It's account security.
I sold my soul twice.
I had no problem paying for it. Account security is like, my buddy got his account hacked like right before they did that.
Oh, no.
And so I was that's like, what oh. it's about.
Oh, yeah, because if you have a blue check, it's like way easier to get your account back because gets hacked.
Oh.
You send a picture of your ID with you, and they're like.
See, I thought the blue check was literally you just paid for the blue check.
Yeah, a lot of people think that you're just trying to look important, but there is benefit to it.
Oh,
yeah. Like,
okay.
it's that's you. And you're verified.
Huh.
Yep.
Right?
Okay.
You have to verify your ID just like digital passporting or anything has to be sent in. It's really good. So that's how you roll, just for those of you that don't know. A little education.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, I still think it's a government plot just to get our information.
I know.
Oh, yeah.
They should already have that, but yeah.
Yeah.
Don't they?
So you've had, we've all had, a great weekend.
Yeah.
This has been a great weekend. It's been a great weekend for Mutant, been a great weekend for the Arnold Classic, been a great weekend for everyone at the Expo. This is 2019 numbers again.
Yep.
Actually better than 2019 numbers.
We're getting back. That's the whole point. Yeah. I love it.
Yeah. And also, this has been a very special weekend because, you know, Mutant's title sponsor again for this is the third year in a row?
Fourth
year in a row.
Yeah. Dang.
Fourth year in a row. We blew it up. We went big. Jim behind it all. And of course, last night, you were on stage giving out the first place award to Hattie Chupan. And looking good in your fancy jacket, standing with Arnold.
Yeah.
And then tell us what happened after the show was over. Tell us what happened. What's the first thing that happened after the show, you and Arnie?
I went to bed.
Yeah, no, that's not what happened.
Okay, no. No, divine inspiration or whatever you want to call it, or divine intervention, I should say. For whatever reason, we had a little mishap on the Friday night. And I know we talked about that story already. But so from the mishap of Friday night, there was a little bit of backstage paranoia in the setup area. So the Saturday night was supposed to go off with a little less glitch.
Right, right.
And for the most part, it kind of did. But I stayed over on the opposite side after the awards. And normally, you just walk away and go.
Right.
But for whatever reason, I was just hanging out. I was standing on the opposite side. Bob Chicarello, of course, on the other side of the podium where Arnold comes from. So the awards are done, Hattie's done all his poses, and everybody's walking off stage. I was about to turn my back, and all of a sudden, from way across the other side of the stage, I see Bob and Arnold's business partner, Brian. They're waving me over. So I walk behind everybody while they're doing their poses after the event, and they take me down this private stairs, and we're in the bowels behind the backstage there. And Brian and Arnold said, hey, thank you very much for the last 4 years. And you have something very special here for you. And so they gave me something pretty damn special, I got to say. I didn't expect it. Didn't even know this was going to happen. Conan himself handed me an authentic Conan the Barbarian sword.
So amazing.
Yeah. Like, wow. Full heavyweight. That thing's heavy.
I was told it's a perfect replica of the real Conan sword used in the movie, right down to the very fine details.
No kidding.
It very well could be. We'll send that out and get verification.
Yeah.
But it was amazing. Yeah. And I'm like blown away. I'm like, I posted like one of Arnold's handlers was taking some photos and video for me, and thank you for that, DC. So it was like, I was stunned. Like, when you see the photos of it, I'm just in stun mode.
Well, we're going to get a photo.
Yes.
Yes.
And Scott's going to throw it in right here. We'll do it in post, as we say. Us in the business, we do a lot in post, Jim.
That's what we do.
Got it.
I have to working with these guys.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Usually deleting words wrong.
Yeah, usually editing out my bombs.
Let's not go there again.
So then that's not the end of the night. You get a Conan sword from Conan himself.
Yeah.
And, of course, we're not taking that back through customs. You're going to get that shipped.
They are going to ship that up to us in Vancouver.
Good call.
And that's one kind of cool point. You got to remember, Mutant is awesome as far as we're concerned, obviously, but it's been a fun ride. I'm still the same 28-year-old guy. I'm still the same 11-year-old guy. I think the first time I saw Pumping Iron, I was 11. Right. And that kind of started me on this whole frickin' miracle journey.
Yeah.
And I keep getting asked the same kind of question, like, oh, how'd you do it? How did you start this? I go, it's the same way any of us start anything. You just go for it.
Yeah.
And I think that's the great mystery that far too many people are clouding their own minds and lives with in Arnold's new book and his Netflix special. You know, it's the same damn message. Get out of your own damn headspace and frickin' get after it. See, I said frickin' wrong.
There you go.
Nice. You gotta learn how to say frickin'.
That was good.
No, you're a very good father that way. You got the frickin' in there.
Yeah, we get a frickin' in there. Anyway, but it's the whole Mutant thing. How did this 11-year-old kid from Port Moody, Port Coquitlam area, BC, Vancouver, all that stuff, why is a Canadian brand here at the Arnold's kicking ass? Like, I'm still questioning that. Like, where's... I know you guys don't. Thank you. I appreciate that. But the answer is, we just get out of our own damn mind and just go for it.
Yeah, jump in.
Just go.
Jump in.
That's what life is meant to be. Just go. Look, hey, everybody, you only got one freaking life. What are you going to do?
Right.
Yeah. And that's Arnold's message as well.
Yeah.
Like, it wasn't the other messages that he's been, you know, we won't go back to what happened 4 years ago. But the real message is, get out of your own damn wing and be useful.
Yeah.
Just go after it. And that's why Mutant wanted to step up and keep this camaraderie going with the Arnold's Classic. And that's what we call it, the Arnold Classic. There's also the Arnold Sports Festival, which is the whole expo. Friends of ours over at KSM 66 are now sponsoring that. But hey, Mutant, we're the Arnold Classic.
Right.
The home of bodybuilding. Arnold.
Yes.
Is a legacy. He's a live, living legacy. And we want to keep honoring that. And so the whole thing about Mutant isn't just being a brand and sponsoring the Arnold Classic. It's deeper than that for me. I'm still that 11-year-old kid. Where would I be if I wasn't for seeing Pumping Iron?
Right.
I'd probably be flipping burgers.
Yeah. Yeah. No, man. Hey, I got to ask you. I mean, not to go back to the beginning, but what was the very first thing you did? Like, when you started the company, weren't you, like, putting protein in jars in your garage or something like that? Like,
well, hold on. No, that's a quality control violation.
So yeah. Well, in the 80s, there wasn't so many rules.
Yeah, we got away with a lot.
There's always been rules. It's whether people follow them or not.
No, but you were, you know, you. What, tell us the very, very beginning. I know we've been over this before, but just give us, like, the Coles notes of where you started.
We have it. Yeah. Like, we have it as an audience.
I guess.
You have.
Yeah.
Well, listen, I had 40 different jobs in my 20s because I wasn't qualified to do anything other than sell vacuum cleaners and lottery tickets to unsuspecting people around the world through phone calls.
Yeah.
I didn't come up with a company. Those are jobs I had that I quit within 2 or 3 weeks.
Yeah.
Didn't like those jobs, I'll tell you. And at one point, I was also a Mick Bouncer. Yes, McDonald's Canada had security.
What?
Oh, yeah. We had security in
McDonald's.
You're kidding me.
I'm not kidding you.
When, like...
Wow. They got McDonald's on Hastings Street.
That's a other conversation. Oh, yeah. Like,
on, you have a whole episode on
Hastings and Alpha.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Couple streets in Vancouver.
Yeah, we actually had McDonald's under contract from McDonald's Canada. We had 9 McDonald's that required security.
Huh.
Wow.
And so we were the McBouncers. The kids were kind of, hey, McBouncer. Oh.
Did you have to dress up like
McBouncers?
We got to eat for free. We loved it. We were working out. Before there was a powerhouse gym in Port Moody. It was called KG's Gym. And so, a whole bunch of us from KG's Gym, we were like, oh, we get paid to eat.
I have never heard of this in my life.
That's amazing.
That's it for another day. We could do, you said, Dusty, a whole show.
Scott's life. He's from Detroit.
Yeah.
He's from Detroit, and he's never heard of this.
Well, in Detroit, all of the cashiers have their own weapons.
Yeah, I guess they don't need bouncers.
We just take care of ourselves.
They train at Waffle House first,
and
then move up.
hey, Ron, you know those green things that British Columbia and Vancouver, Vansterdam?
Yep.
Yeah, he was very famous for that green herb stuff.
The green flowers?
Yeah, we had a couple of incidences in some of the McDonald's areas, and there were some spaced out paprika dealers.
My mind is blown. My mind is just blown right now.
He's not even listening anymore.
Yeah, no,
they might have dropped a Ziploc bag here and there, and that might have ended up in somebody's pickup truck.
Wow. So what was the very first step when you started the company? You know, because like you said...
Oh, nobody wants to hear about the company. Let's go back to the paprika.
Yeah. But you said something interesting I want to make sure we touch on. You look at where you started and where you are, and I think that's what happens and how people don't just do it. And I think that's because a lot of people get overwhelmed. They think, well, I couldn't start a supplement company. I mean, look at what it takes.
Yeah.
But this wasn't what you were thinking when you started the company.
Lordy, no way.
Because it's all about, just like bodybuilding, it's about incremental goals, short-term goals. Like, what was your first goal with the company?
With the company? Okay,
the first goal.
So, just to preface, one of the 40 jobs was working for somebody else in the industry.
Yeah.
And a lot of people who are in this industry, that's how you got your start. You worked at a GNC or a vitamin shop. Right. Me, I got kicked out of university and started working in a fitness place. And then I went to another fitness place that had an open juice bar area, but nobody was running the juice bar. So I became Juice Bar Jim, and then I got to know some of the suppliers. Again, I got a job with one of the branded suppliers way back in the 80s. I got to drive all around Western Canada. Some of the names I could drop for Western Canada guys I got to meet was pretty good.
Like, you were like a sales rep?
I was a sales rep driving all around Western Canada, even in the snowstorms.
Yeah.
That was pretty awesome.
Yeah, well, people who don't know what winter's like in Canada, Western Canada is a very uninhabitable place in some areas.
Just think Minnesota in your worst winter storms.
Oh,
yeah.
Just no thank
you. When Americans think about Canada, that's exactly what we picture.
That's the only thing.
That's all there is up there as far as we know.
And a bear.
And a bear.
Chasing
lots of bears.
You.
Yeah, I got to come out of the igloo once in a while and feed the polar bears.
Yeah.
It happens.
Anyway, sorry, to answer the damn question. It was, I was working for somebody else, and then they sold the company, and then the new owners came in. I won't name the company, but they are batshit crazy. And within like 2 or 3 days, I was like, I got to get out of here. Like, this is going nowhere.
Right.
And so I started to put the idea together. Okay, so whey protein had already just come out. Creatine was kind of still new. This was even before MuscleTech was born. Right, EAS was just kind of out there finally.
Yeah.
And I just found that stores and consumers, they just wanted the straight information, and nobody was giving it to them, it seemed. So I just came up with, hey, I knew some other raw material suppliers from the other brand I'd worked at. So went to a facility in Coquitlam that could do the blending for us, and then we would just flavor it up and get it right. And I was like, it's got to mix better than that. So we had a creatine, a whey protein. Back in the day, of course, you have creatine with sugar as well. So we had a creatine and sugar product. And part of our thing was, I would just go and knock on all the doors of all the stores that knew me. And it was almost like a mini 5 or 10 minute seminar every time I walked into a store. They were just thirsty for information.
Okay.
And then also one of the cute little things we decided to do. I mean, it was a real pain in the ass when you open up your jar, especially when it's your creatine with sugar. and you got to find that scoop. Right. Sugar doesn't feel good on the finger, right? You get some sticky fingers, right? Rolling Stones.
There you go.
Anyways, I would take the scoop and put it in a Ziploc bag, and I put the Ziploc bag scoop thing last in the jar. And just people appreciated the fact that I took that much caring and effort to do that. I couldn't continue it forever, I'll be honest with you. Yeah.
Don't look in our jars
now. Yeah, don't do it now.
Yeah. But, yeah, the ingredients aren't like they were.
Yeah. You have to fight to find the scoop. It's okay. Find the scoop.
Yeah. So that was the first thing.
That was the start. So it was four products, and then so I didn't have the filling machinery. This powder blending facility didn't have the filling machinery either. So what Ron's referring to is I would literally get up at like 3 in the morning. I was on adrenaline like for a year and a half. It was crazy. But I would get up at 3 in the morning. I borrowed about 200 square feet off of my brother-in-law's warehouse. So I'd go in there before he would get there. We had a clean room area. So I would take the empty jars, and I would, in my other hand, I'd have the scoop, and I'd be scooping the powder into the jars, putting it on the scale, fill up the minivan. Yes, I had a minivan. Not proud to say it, but I had one. And I'd drive from Abbotsford to Vancouver and sell all the wares, come back, and do it all that same night, get up at 3 in the morning again. So persistent, consistent, discipline, dedication, all those words, everything I learned from the gyms. Like when I was lifting weights at 11 from seeing pumping iron, and then rehabbing a knee injury from hockey when I was 14, and then trying to qualify for the World Junior Powerlifting Championships and ruining the shoulder when I was 23, but there was still always the consistency and discipline.
Real quick. So you're filling these jugs, you're delivering them.
You like jugs. Is this where we're going?
Yeah, that's a different conversation, though. Is that your full-time thing, or you're doing that on top of another job?
Good question. So I quit my paying job.
Because that's the big jump, right?
Oh, okay. It got a little deeper than that. All right. So I had $13,000 in the back pocket all saved up. My wife and I had just moved and bought a little house on the prairie in Abbotsford. We live right on the U.S. border, by the way, which was awesome. Like, my corner store was in another country.
No kidding.
I am not kidding. So I used to, and we had a baby, and we were going to, and we had just gotten married. So I decided to quit my job, have all this stress, new baby, new marriage, new house, quit the job, gambled my life savings.
Yeah.
So being respectful to my dad, who was a trucker, and being respectful to my mom, who was a bank teller, I honored them by writing up a little 9-page business plan, so they knew I wasn't just winging this. And I went to my mom and dad, said, listen, I need a loan of $30,000 to also do this.
And what year is this?
This is 96.
So $30,000.
In 96. So
it's 150K now.
Yeah.
No, it was only Canadian money, so it wasn't...
$11.26.
There you go. Stick a change back for your McDonald's money. So my parents though said, no, we'll just give you the money. Or no, my dad said, we'll invest the money. And I said, screw you, Dad. You're not investing in my goddamn company. This is my vision. I'm doing
nice try.
Yeah. Because the thing was, if it failed, I was going to owe him.
Yeah.
I said, no, you loan me the money, and that way I owe you no matter what. And then my parents, God bless them, I might get a little weepy in this part. My dad, I didn't really clue in that day. He was having an angina attack. Later that night, he actually had a heart attack. He's alive. So he jokes. He kind of likes it when I tell the story. You go, I asked my dad for $30,000 and he had a heart attack.
Literally.
Yeah. That's wild.
But what my parents did, which was so cool, they said, listen, if we can't invest, we won't loan you the money. What better thing can a parent do is actually witness their children take an inheritance and see what they can do with it. So my parents gave me the $30,000. They gave my sister $30,000 as well. She went off and did her thing on Salt Spring Island. She registered a massage therapist and turned it into, you know, a good house and everything. And I was blown away by my parents' attitude on that.
It's like, that's cool.
You're going to be alive and watch what your kids can do.
Right. So they thought, we'll take a little out early.
Like, wow.
We'll take a little inheritance out early and you won't get it later.
Yeah. And I said, thanks, Dad. Now, are you okay?
I got news for you, Jim.
You don't need it now.
Well, when he came back from the heart attack and had the stents and everything put in, I said, go buy yourself a good set of golf clubs. I'm okay.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. That's an awesome story, man.
That is.
Yeah, thanks, man.
So you started up. When did you wind up nationwide? At what point was
which
your
nation?
Yeah,
Canada. Okay. Like, at what point were you all over Canada? When did that? When did you feel like we got Canada?
Well, it escalated very, very fast. And again, this was not by design. You've heard me say this many times, and this is a very happy accident, is what's transpired over the last 28 years. So that's a testament to just head down, go for it. Don't try to second guess anything. Just go. So I can illustrate this by numbers so people get context. I told my mom in 96, I said, my goal is I want to sell $20,000 of product in that first month, which means I could, I didn't have an overhead, so I could pay myself, probably 20% of that money. I can't pay myself even 1% of the revenue these days.
Yeah.
But 20 grand back then, I could pay myself a living wage.
Right.
The very first month was over 42 grand. The second month was 80. The third month was 160. This was snowballing.
Wow.
Out of the gate.
Wow.
That's amazing.
So BC was done. Alberta got done real fast. I strategically pissed off, they're now friends of mine, but I strategically pissed off a national distributor. I won't tell anybody how I pissed them off. But so they would go around. You hear about that PVL brand out in BC. And those guys who are, if they're watching this, they know exactly who they are, and they're friends now. So by me pissing them off, they went around and talked about PVL all across Canada.
They advertised for you.
Oh, Jim.
So there's no bad publicity.
There's no bad publicity. Just get your name out. No, I haven't heard of PVL. What are they doing? They're giving people stuff. Great products for a great price.
The worst.
So how dare they?
Those
Canadian made.
Yeah. So those in Canada, when you go to the Canadian Health Food Association show, the CHFA show, it's all the West show is always in Vancouver. Except in 1997, it was in Calgary. So that's the next province over from BC. So it's about a 14-hour drive, something like that.
Yeah.
So I loaded up the minivan, and dude of one, company of one, drove from Vancouver to Calgary. A buddy of mine, Scott, that I had worked with before, he met me in the parking lot of the Saddle Dome, helped me unload the minivan to help set up the booth, and goes, Jim, I'm your first employee. I said, I have no money to pay you. He goes, I'll work for commission. I said, I don't have the cash coming in from the retailers until 30, 60, or 90 days after we sell it. You're going to have to starve for 60 or 90 days to do this.
Yeah.
And Scotty went, no problem.
Wow.
So we set up the booth. We had the product in the booth. I come into the booth on the Saturday morning to work, and there's a gang of eight guys from this other distribution company. And it was a gang. And they come up to me and they're poking me. You want to play with the big boys?
Oh God.
That's amazing.
No way.
I am not kidding.
Old school.
Yeah. And one of them is actually one of my good buddies, Tony, in Kelowna.
No
these
way.
These days, yeah. Hey, Tony.
You want to play with the big boys.
Oh, yeah. I got the poke in the chest and everything.
Back in the days when the mafia ran the Canadian supplement market.
Yeah.
That's what it sounds like.
Now it's just the Irish mutant mafia.
There we go. And now for a lot of people watching, they might wonder, well, mutant hasn't been around 28 days or 28 years.
Yeah, 28 days it has.
Yeah. But that's... That's another really cool thing about the where we are now.
Yeah.
The snowballing. It was actually.
Can you rephrase that, please?
that's another the snowballing of the brand, right? You started Mutant. The first Mutant was at 2005.
Yeah.
Where your other brand PVL.
Yeah.
Decided to make Mutant Mass.
Yeah. So the company originally was called PVL Nutrients.
Yeah.
And we were going after a different name than what it is today. So PVL's still around.
Yep. It's over there.
It's a rock. Yeah, it's a Rockstar sports nutrition brand, just to delineate. Wow. So we ended up making the PVL brand and started working. And then when you're getting into things like a Gainers and things like that, we thought, this is going to get a little more hardcore. So we still had the PVL brand name on it. So we called it PVL Mutant Mouse. But we were talking about, well, what is this thing going to be? Nobody had done a 15-pound bag before, so we did that. The other big brand gainer in the 12-pound bag that's black and green and operates out of Illinois, their product was a little lower percent of protein. I think it's like 16% protein, if I'm not mistaken. And so we just took up the protein at a 20% level. So it was like 3.5 parts carb, 1 part protein, great ratio, 15-pound bag. Nobody had ever done that. So it was a lot of firsts, and it just worked. People just grabbed onto it. We were shocked.
Right.
All of a sudden, we had to create an international sales department. We didn't plan that.
Yeah.
It just all of a sudden, we started getting phone calls. It was crazy. And so Mutant Mass itself just started to become this juggernaut, and it already had the red label, so we differentiated it already from the rest of the PVL brand. And then a couple of years later, we just took the PVL off of the brand.
So it truly mutated.
It truly mutated.
It truly mutated into its own brand by itself.
Yes.
And spread like a virus all over the planet.
Yeah. Hey, for we got a couple more minutes. I want to tell the pivot story really fast.
Yes.
So how Mutant Mass came about actually wasn't by design.
Okay.
What had happened, because we were now manufacturing, we were doing the blending and filling for other brands as well.
Yeah.
So we had somebody place an order for like 5,000 kilos. That's 11,000 pounds, Dusty.
Thank you.
So 5,000 kilos. Or no, maybe you know kilos, right?
I do know kilos.
Okay, all right. Anyways. Kilos
the
of
too.
It was yeah.
First you get the money, then you get the power.
The brands.
Then you get the women. Yeah.
So we all the weights. Grams, kilos, all of them.
So we had 11,101.26 pounds of a strawberry protein that was built for somebody else, and then they reneged on it and didn't pay the bill. So we had all this strawberry protein, and I'm like, yeah, you know, strawberry's not the greatest seller of protein, but what are we going to do with this?
Right.
So we're like, so then this is how the idea of Mutant Mass came about, was from a problem that we had. Huh. We just pivoted, and we said, well, let's take the protein. We'll put it back in the blender. We'll add some carbs to it and add some more MCT oil, and let's come up with a gainer.
Yeah. Wow.
And I swear to God, that's the story.
That's amazing.
And it just, it took off. You did, I imagine it sold then like you didn't expect it to.
Well, I mean, you have some expectation when you make a product, but you know, of course, look, it just mushroomed into this.
Yeah.
Right.
So this was not by design.
Yeah, that's incredible, man.
It's fun.
And now we're here at the 2024 Arnold Classic, fourth year as title sponsor.
Fourth time.
There you go.
And it all goes back to having taken a chance.
Yeah. And we keep taking the chance. Like, okay, people have seen what we've done here this weekend. They go, oh, wow, way to go. It's still a gamble. It's still a calculated risk.
Yeah.
We don't have, well, I better not say this if Arnold and Brian are listening, but we don't know how we're paying for this yet. We're just going for it.
I love it.
It's okay. You got 90 days.
Yeah. We're good. Maybe we'll ship them some Mutant Mass in terms of payment.
Yeah, you got a sword you can sell if you really need it.
Yeah, there you go.
I think we're going to keep that sword.
Oh, man. No, it was a great weekend. And you know what? I mean, you have done, I know I'm speaking for Dusty and Scott here. Yeah. I mean, you have done so much to give opportunity to so many of us athletes over the years. Yeah. Like everybody, when I tell the story about when I knew who you were. I knew Jim. I saw you at the shows. Yeah. You know, I saw you around Alberta. I saw you around BC at the shows. Yeah. I knew that's Jim.
And you knew our crazy rep, Lily.
Yeah, and I knew Lily. I was her trainer. And I knew who Jim was. You were very friendly to me, always nice to me. And I remember we were standing backstage at the Albertas one year, and you were standing there holding, you had started doing the Mutant Award.
Oh, yeah, okay.
And you were standing,
that.
It was 2010. You're standing there with the Mutant Award. And I said, oh, you're giving out the Mutant Award? And I wasn't a mutant yet.
Yeah.
And he goes, yeah. And I go, oh, well, don't you have a athlete at the booth? I thought he was giving it out. Because I think it said somewhere like, mutant athlete give out award or something, you know?
Yeah.
And he looked at me, goes, he doesn't want to do it. And I will never forget that. And I thought, what an idiot. Because I was sponsored by another company at the time, and it was sponsored by a super big company that everyone knows.
Yeah.
And they didn't use me for anything. I was a little tiny nothing. I was just for an ad, right? And I just thought, man, if I was with the company, I'd do whatever they wanted.
Yeah.
Like, I'd get out in front of anybody. And I just thought, what an idiot.
Right.
And then, you know, less than a year later, I got an opportunity to sign with these guys. And I just thought, there's no way I'm ever going to say no to Jim.
Huh.
And I will never forget that.
Well, there was the one time you said no, but that's a different story again.
A lot of different stories today.
I'd already smoked so much, Jim.
Wait, hold on. I don't even remember when TikTok was first starting to come out and somebody came up to us with the pink tutu.
You know what?
No.
Jim.
That was a no, Jim.
If you would have asked me,
I know Dusty would have done it.
I would have done it. Yeah, man.
I still did.
And it just really, you know, it really is a testament to the company why we're here now and what you've done for us. And it's part of the brand. It's part of what the brand stands for.
Yeah.
And of course, with the podcast, like you bringing Scott into the fold, bringing him to the shows, letting us do this here with this floor space.
Well, Scott, you remember when you and I were talking on the phone one day? I had just come from my 1 hour walk around Port Moody, and I was huffing and puffing, and you and I were on the phone, and I'm pretty passionate. And as you guys know, I can demonetize your podcast way faster than Ron can. So. But the F-bomb started coming out after, like, you and I were just having a good session, and after 5 minutes, then we were rolling on this conversation.
Yeah.
I was pacing outside of my building in Port Moody. People go, he's done another mile or two here. I'm just talking and rocking.
Oh, man.
And we were having it because I wanted to learn what you were doing, and why you're raping and pillaging me from my two athletes over here.
No. Well played.
No, but it was like, what's the good juju that's going on here, right?
Yeah.
And I wanted to learn what you're doing. I'm always curious, right? I'm always checking on you. How's the gym? I called you the other day about, you know, lease space and things like that.
Yeah, so supportive. Yeah. No, man, it's again, thanks for coming on today. Your story.
When do we start the podcast?
Right away. He's going to hit record soon. So
wait, was I supposed to hit record?
No, we're just a pre-interview.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So yeah, man. And
this is the fluff files.
Yeah. It's just been a lot of fun. You know, you get to points in life where you can get on this train or that train or that train, and you just think, man, you get on one, and then you get to a point where you're like, man, I picked the right train. You know what I mean? And I felt like that for a long time here.
But all you guys are doing the same thing. Like, Scott, you're doing it with the podcast. Dusty, you're doing it with whatever Dusty does.
I have no idea what I'm doing.
He sort of does Dusty things. Yeah. I'm not really sure. And he's like Kramer.
Yeah.
Like, how does he, what's he do?
He's always home and he's always around.
He's got money.
Yeah. And he enters the room like, yeah. But Ron, I get a front row seat to seeing what Ron and his partners are doing.
Yeah.
Because that gym, don't forget, was offered to me 4 times over the last 20 years by the landlord.
Yeah.
And there's a lot of death associated with this area.
Yeah, there was a few.
There's a side story here anyways.
Yeah, it was a world gym. It was a family gym. It was a lot of gyms over the years, you know, owners passing away. Yeah. Just all this crazy stuff, yeah.
Yeah, and so our company was in the next building over originally when we moved to Port Coquitlam, and so I knew the landlords, and they offered me that gym 2 or 3 times over the years, and former owners tried to sell it to me, Randy and Brad.
Yeah.
And, no, I was so happy for you, and you asked me what my opinion was. I go, you're Big Ron. Your opinion counts. You know what you're doing in a gym.
I will never forget. I told you the idea, and you said, you're the guy to do this.
Oh, hell yeah.
You said, look around you. You said, you're the guy to do this. Like, do this.
And during the pandemic when CBUM came in, I mean, come on. If you get an opportunity, you got to go to Ron's gym. It's as simple as that. Like, yeah. I still think you're not giving yourself enough credit for what you've got. So let me pump your tires.
Thank you. Yeah, I appreciate that.
I'll pump your tires when I figure out what you do.
I don't even have a car.
and you know, and my partners really appreciate how much supportive you've been in the gym. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Like,
it's been pretty incredible. So, you know, you're the type of guy. You know, there's two types of people. There's the we eat, they starve.
Yeah.
And there's the rising tides float all boats.
Hmm.
And, you know, who you want to affiliate yourself with means a lot. Bob
Big
Chick.
New affiliation.
Chickarello.
Bob Chick.
You got all the names right. Good night, Bob. It was a good night.
You did a good job last night. No, nobody got killed.
Hadi Chupan.
That was good.
You got to love Bob. So thanks for coming on, Jim.
Okay, bye-bye.
Yeah, we're going to wrap this up. Remember,
Remember, IamMutant.com. Get your ISO Surge. Get your all in. And everybody should get on the gear. Lots and lots of gear.
And now
the new Mindfuck.
There
we go.
I love it.
The new Mindfuck. the new Tropic that we're launching. And we're very, very excited about it. You can call it Mind Freak if you want, Scott, but there's no R on the label.
Or it could be Mind FK.
Mind FK, special form, Mind FK.
Mind FK if you're a snowflake.
There you go. And remember, like, share, subscribe, comment, and...
Ring the bell.
Ring the goddamn bell. Okay, thanks, everybody. Jim McMahon.
Cheers.
Admiral Jim. It's Just Bodybuilding.